listening to Prep Football Talk,
presented by Freeman Webb,
with Greg Pogue and Coach Bubba Spears.
Your sports live here
on 94.9 The Fan and the Game Nashville Sports Network.
Welcome back to Prep Football Talk on 94.9 The Fan. Craig Ladd along with Bubba Spears, Greg Pogue, and Kate Girardo, Missouri, for the SEMO and TSU game. You know, when you say the Cape, it's not, you know, Cape Cod, it's Cape Girardo. You know, when people say the Cape.
Okay.
Yeah. So I just thought I'd just tell you that. Next time you're saying they're going to the Cape, it's usually Cape Girardo. It's not Cape Cod.
That's about like when you say Nashville, but you're going to East Nashville.
There you go. All right. Time for our prep legend of the week, and he is a legend. Former NBA, Oakland, BGA head football coach Marty Uverard, inducted into the Tennessee Football Coaches Association Hall of Fame in 2023, played for Boots Donnelly. And I found this interesting. And, Coach, you'll find this funny, too. You were listed on an MTSU roster as a defensive end at 6'190". How about that, Coach?
Well, both of those are lies. I was probably 5'11", 180.
Well, Boots done that, though. He did that so it made you look bigger.
With your hand in the dirt, Coach. Oh, Coach, thanks for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Glad to be with you guys this morning.
Hey, Marty, thanks for being on. And you're definitely a legend. You know, 26 years, not just in coaching, 26 years as a head coach. And that's a long time, brother.
Yeah. I needed a break, Bubba.
I understand.
I needed to go to the farm.
I tell you what, I did not know about the farm till my in-laws, and my father-in-law is 91, will be 91 in November, and he goes and counts his cows every day, and he's got a name for them, and it's unbelievable, and it's peace and quiet. He loves it.
Yeah. Well, I'm an amateur farmer. I kind of grew up on the farm, but wasn't heavily involved playing sports and everything, but I'm getting my taste of it right now.
Was it a little chilly in Rogersville this morning, Coach?
It definitely was. I actually made a trip to see my son, who's flown to Missouri for a wedding, and my wife and I actually drove to Missouri this weekend to
okay.
see my son, who lives in Hawaii.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, congratulations to your son.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Just to go over, as Bubba said, 26 years as a head football coach at Clarksville, Oakland, Jefferson County, BGA, NBA. Had a career record of 189-113, 625 winning percentage. Included in that a 5A state championship at Oakland in 1998 and a Division II AA state title in 2014 at NBA. You were also assistant coach at Cheatham County, Cherokee, Father Ryan, and, you know, Coach, as Bubba said, that was just 26 years as a head coach. You know, you got all those stops as an assistant. I want to talk about this, and I saw this. Your first year as a head coach at Clarksville in 1995, you go 0-10. Was it assessment time, Coach?
There was a lot of things going on that year, but it was the best thing that ever happened to me my whole life. Even though you're down and you're out and things don't look good, I was very humbled, which I needed. Thought I was God's gift to coaching before I went into that. And I found out that I needed a lot of adjustments in every which way. But anyway, it's kind of one of those things you tell players when you go through adversity. You can either get you know, bitter or better. And hopefully, I think it made me a lot better person to begin with, and kind of got me going, which an 0-10 resume. Now, guys, you want to talk about the miracle hand of God, an 0-10 resume, and all of a sudden you become the head coach at Oakland High School, one of the perennial powers of Tennessee high school football. It's pretty amazing to go from an 0-10 head coach to the head coach at Oakland High School. And I was so blessed, so thankful. The hand of God was helped me in every facet of my life. And like I said, I think it's one of the best things that ever happened to me, even though it doesn't look good in the world's eyes. I know from my family and my faith and everything, it was one of the best things that ever happened to me.
Coach, it's amazing that you say that, because we all go through it. And I mean, everybody thinks that once you're on top, all he's had it easy. They don't understand the steps you have to climb. Number one, you have to get in as an assistant and work your way up. But tell us about some of the people that coached you that had an impact in your coaching career. I know them, but and that's what drives us as coaches, or you know, to do what we do. And I first met you when you was at Oakland.
Yeah, for sure, Bubba. My high school coach, I mean, we don't have time on this show to give you all the people that really influenced my life. But my high school coach, who I visited with last week in Rogersville, he's 70. I think he's 76 years old. He was my quarterback coach and longtime head coach at Cherokee High School. Just a tremendous person, and just motivated me. What a great guy to love football. And Boots, obviously my head coach at Middle Tennessee State, although he ruined my dream of being an NFL quarterback, because I signed as a quarterback now. And he moved me to that defensive end position that you see on that roster there. But he had a huge influence on my life. What a tough man he was to play for, and just learned so much from him of discipline and toughness. And then, you know, my first job, Bubba, you remember Rick Butler.
Yeah.
Who was a great, great football coach. Oh, man. And he really showed me a lot of things about organization, and just really some coaching things that you only learn when you get your hands dirty. And then, you know, just those three people, you know, in the coaching world really kind of got me going in that direction of being a head coach. And I was only four years into high school coaching, and I became that head coach at Clarksville. So I wasn't ready for that job for sure. And you can see the record speaks for itself.
you need to drop your high school coach's name now.
Excuse me?
You need to let us know your name of your high school coach. You said at Cherokee.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mike Seibert. Long time. I'm 30-plus years as head coach at Cherokee High School. He's a farmer football coach, and he was on my back porch last week. We were just talking about some good old days of football, and then we started talking about farming and cows, and he's trying to teach me the lay of the land and get me going in my amateur farming career.
Coach, you were in it for so long. You know, do you still get that little itch once it gets time for high school football? And when I say itch, and I'm not necessarily saying you want to get back into it, but it's just that, what you know, that reaction of, hey, you know, I gotta do this, or I gotta do that, because you did it for so long.
Yeah, absolutely. You think about it, you know, I started playing football probably at 6 years old, and every fall I've been playing football. 33 years of coaching, and you know, not to mention, you know, playing from 6 years old. But I miss it a ton. Like last night, you know, NBA Father Ryan, I watched the game live streamed it on my phone here in Missouri, and I miss a lot of things about it. The relationships, the strategy, the competition, just the love of being around the players and coaches. But as Bubba knows, there's a lot of things you don't miss. There's a lot of headaches that come with it. But you know, I think what I'm doing now, and just my wife, as we all know, coaches' wives are something special, and just being home more, and trying to love on my grandkids and build a little small farm of Bernese Mountain Dogs is what I'm trying to raise as well. So
that's good.
Yes.
Well, Coach, I can't let you go without saying this. You know, you won the state at NBA Division II, AA in 14. You got to tell us about what – and I've talked to you about this before, because he was our prep football player of the week every year that you had him. And I pull for him too. I'm still pulling for him now, because what a great kid, just I think, but you got to coach him. Marcel Reed.
Yeah. Well, Marcel wasn't on that 14 team, but, you know.
Right.
But Marcel was, oh, man, what a tremendous, you know, talent, football player, basketball player. But more than that, Bubba, just a great kid. Wasn't a prima donna. Wasn't, hey, you know, I don't have to do this. He was one of, if not the hardest workers at practice. Just an ultimate competitor. And his dad thought he was going to be a basketball. Now, I don't care what Rod tells you. But his freshman year at NBA, he was like, Coach, you know, I don't know. I think he's more basketball. I think that's his ticket. You know, I think that's where he's going to go. And I was like, Rod, I think he's a football player, man. I've seen him throw, and then we put him in the mix with the older guys when he was a freshman, and you know, the rest is history. He has a tremendous career at NBA, and obviously he's doing real well at Texas A&M. And shoot, sky's, I mean, they're using that word Heisman every now and then when they say his name sometimes. And so who knows?
Right.
If he stays grounded and keeps producing, and he's at a great school. So you know, who knows?
Well, Coach, you know, you're right. You know, a 6'3 quarterback versus a 6'3 guard, those 6'3 guards are a dime a dozen. It's not necessarily that much on a quarterback. I used to tell people when John Anderson was in middle school, he was 6'6 then, and it's like, oh, he's going to be a basketball player. I said, look, 6'6, 6'7 are a dime a dozen basketball. In football, he is a novelty.
Yeah, that's right.
Coach, thanks so much for being with us. Good luck on the farming. If you've got any tips, send them my way. I recently retired and could use them, believe me.
I sure will.
All right.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Thanks, Coach.
All right.
Coach, good to talk to you, Marty.
Coach Marty Uverard, Oakland NBA, BGA, as we talked about, Clarksville, great guy, outstanding coach, won two state championships, super guy.
We say this all the time, but he was an outstanding coach.
Yep.
But he's an outstanding human being.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's a class act. As I say, he's a class act.
Absolutely.